Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast with me, Lisa DeYoung. You're very welcome back. And today we have a very special interview. We have a conversation with Spondina Araga. Is that pronounced correctly, Spondina?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, Spondina Araga, yeah.
Spondina Araga. So Spondina is a graduate of the Menstrual Coach Academy in 2025. And today this interview is being sponsored by Clean Marine Period Plan. And Clean Marine Period Plan have very generously sponsored your place in the Menstrual Coach Academy last year. So we're delighted to have them sponsor you and sponsor this conversation. And we're going to have a conversation about your experience in the Menstrual Coach Academy, your reasons for joining, your work with women, and also your own experience of menstrual challenges. So you're very welcome, Spondina. How are you doing?
Yeah, thanks, Lisa. So excited to be here and have this conversation with you. I look forward to seeing what comes up.
Yay. So, Spondina, I'd love for you to introduce yourself, where you're based and your background and how you came into the world of menstrual cycles.
Oh, okay. That's a lot of questions. So I'm a women's inner growth coach, as you know, and I'm basically supporting women to come in alignment with their inner knowing and live as for that, to access more joy, vitality, creativity, and fulfillment in their lives. And I love to weave together based on my own experience and the knowledge background I come from, the yogic wisdom from ancient India, and also modern psychological tools. And before coming to this work, I used to be in leadership roles in the e-commerce industry, living the fast-paced city life. And yeah, some personal reflections brought me to where I am today. And over the years, I've moved to a much slower life. I live in this beautiful mountain village, very close to nature. And I think it supports me in the work I do.
Wonderful, Spondina. You're in India, right?
I'm in India, in the Himalayas.
Yeah. In the Himalayas. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Wow. So an inner growth coach. So what I'm hearing is you help women. So you have your own history of being in the corporate world and working a fast-paced life, and then you've changed your career. Mm-hmm. And you're now helping women with inner growth. And what I'm hearing is you're helping them with reconnecting to their own authentic selves, their creativity, their spark. Or do you work with people who have like burnout? What kind of struggles are you helping women with exactly?
I think my typical clients, the kind of clients who come to me, are have it quite well put together. They're functioning, even high functioning, many times successful, and you know, very capable in a lot of ways. Yet they might be experiencing the subtle, very subtle signs of burnout. Their body giving signals which grow louder over time. Could be menstrual pain, or it could be some other health issues, signs of stress and fatigue, and sometimes just a sense of, you know, disconnection or feeling, you know, is this it? There mm-hmm. must be more. Women who are basically questioning the script they have been given about this is how you live your life.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. And are you working with people in person or online, Spondina?
A bit of both, more online, because where I live happens to be, it's a small village and the people who come are very transient. So I do come across some of my clients here from all over the world, but then we mostly continue our work online because it's long-term, deep in our work.
Yeah, so we're living in an area where there's people coming for healing and for connection.
Yes. So we're very close to The Dalai Lama is very close by.
The Dalai Lama,
So there,
wow.
yeah, so just 20 minutes down in the next village. And there's a lot of beautiful Buddhist monasteries around and meditation centers. So it naturally draws people who are on an inward journey here. And my own background is more on the Vedic side of things. So I support them more with that knowledge, but the purpose is all the same, you know?
Got you. Yeah. Connecting to the inner world and their inner compass. I hear you. Wow. That's beautiful work, Spandana. So beautiful. Yeah. So I'd love to know, you shared with us what you were doing before the course, and then you, of course, signed up with the Menstrual Coach Academy. Why did you pick the academy?
Oh, yes. So before that, before this course, I had quite a bit of embodied knowledge about menstrual cycle awareness myself. And I had trained also in menstrual cycle awareness from a more psycho-spiritual angle. But the piece I felt it was that was missing in my own knowledge was supporting women who are experiencing a lot of pain or, disconnection from their body. So what kind of popped out for me when I looked at your course was all the nervous system tools that you work with and the pain sciences that you work with. That's kind of what drew to me, and I definitely was not disappointed. I got more than what I hoped from it.
Oh, I'm so glad, Spandana. It's so good to hear. Yeah. Would you maybe share with the listeners, maybe people who are either interested in joining or who are new to the course, a little overview of your experience? Yeah. What was your kind of takeaway and your experience on the program?
Right. So before the cycle coach, like I say, menstrual cycle awareness was one of the tools I was using. And also, I was trained in some other psychological modalities. But this kind of really, after that, it really gave me the framework for how menstrual cycle coaching can be so powerful, you know. So now I call myself an inner growth and menstruality coach in particular. Because especially as I mainly work with women, it informs my work quite deeply. I think going through the course, it showed me how it's not just, tracking your moods or because everyone's talking about menstrual cycle awareness these days, right? But it's at a very superficial level. It's so much about I feel like this in my luteal, or this is how I feel in my follicular phase and so on. But it goes so much deeper than that. All the layers that we kind of uncovered during the course of, where is this pain, discomfort coming from? And also the layers of then how do you practically then acknowledge that discomfort and pain? How do you then regulate your nervous system? How do you constantly check in with your own nervous system? And let it inform your life and how you live, right? So I use it a lot in my coaching, of course, and but I also use it a lot on myself. I constantly check my own state of nervous system when I'm with a client or otherwise, based on the tools that we covered in the course. That's been the main piece. And also practically, how do you deal with pain, real chronic pain? For sure, there is a psycho-spiritual angle to it. A lot of it could be rooted in some deeper unaddressed issues. But knowing that doesn't always help a woman address what's present right now. I'm in pain right now, and I can't think of anything else. How do I heal from this? How do I move on and go on with my day? So the really practical pain sciences tools that we covered in the course, I think that greatly informs what I do.
Yeah. Oh, that's so amazing, Spandana. I love that for you and your clients, because it's actually something I probably need to talk about more is in the curriculum, because if we have a curriculum in the program, pain science is one of the modules that we cover. And it's probably one of my favorite topics because it's kind of like this secret that no one knows about. It's like this new area in the world of it is a science in and of itself. There's a lot of like people in America talking about it, but then they don't talk about the menstrual cycle. So I love to weave in that knowledge into the cycle and do that work. And it's probably hard to explain unless you really experience it. But I think you and I both have our own experiences of pain, and doing the exercises from pain science that you learn really help, like you say, in the moment, your client or even yourself find some relief from pain. Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of understanding that you don't need to be cured from it, but you can heal from it. Like, so you and I both have had endometriosis, which is pretty much once you're diagnosed, it's a lifelong condition. Right now, I don't suffer from it in any way. I kind of probably on paper have endometriosis, but and I'm not saying that might necessarily be everyone's journey or outcome. But you can definitely get to a place where it doesn't rule your life and you can heal even if you're not cured from it, right? And yeah, and just I think what drew me to your course and a lot of the other things I'm doing is that deep understanding of the mind, body, soul, or whatever you want to call it, beyond that connection. The ancient traditions that I've trained in India and the modern psychological tools are kind of missing the woman's perspective. And menstrual cycle awareness kind of is the missing link to get the woman's perspective in.
That's beautifully put. You're right. I haven't trained in meditation, but I've done a lot of it and yoga too. I've not been to India, but it's on my list of places to go and study. But yeah, I have rarely come across like the women's perspective in the studies that I've done in most, well, meditation and a little bit of yoga is starting to talk more about the female body and the cycle, which is great. But I think you're right, like the menstrual cycle awareness is a missing piece, isn't it, in all of that.
Yeah, I came to it also just from my own experience, and I found beautiful teachers, lovely teachers on my own spiritual journey and inquiry. And it was helping me evolve and understand myself more, but I this disconnection from the feminine I felt, you know, and I wasn't somehow coming across women teachers in this field. I've become a teacher myself in that field, but there was so much of my experience and learnings were not getting the feminine perspective. And that was getting that for myself was so key to unlocking this place I am at today. And
Beautiful.
I love being able to offer that to other women now.
So, okay, on a practical level then, Spandana, when you're working with a client, say who has pain and suffering, like what's the process that you take your clients through?
It depends. There's quite a few layers to it. It depends on where they are right now. So generally, we do long-term inner work. So we kind of look at what is the beliefs, the mindset, everything which is informing them where they are right now and where they want to be. So there's a long-term perspective to it. But we also then kind of zoom back in and if they're just suffering from actual pain and they need to know how to manage that, we could help them with tools for that. So a lot of it is taking them into their body. So besides menstrual cycle awareness and the tools we covered in the course, I work with a lot of somatics. So the body informing you, it has its own intelligence. So also letting the body inform you about what is this pain about and what does it need to say and what does it need again to go back to a place of safety.
So a lot of curiosity for that woman. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of curiosity, a lot of compassion is yeah, some of the
Yeah, that's gorgeous, Spandana, because I think a lot of people who have pain for a long time are in this relationship with the pain or with themselves that they need it to go away and they need it to be gone and they need it to be fixed. And of course, understandably, we've both been there, but we forget that we get to take a moment to just be with it and bring in compassion and take a break from all of the healing and the fixing and just be with it for a while. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about, isn't it? That more feminine, softer, let's slow down the pace a bit. Let's bring in some breathing room into this journey.
Yeah, not trying to overpower the pain or ignore it or bypass it. Being with it also, it can sound scary. It doesn't really mean I'm sitting there and like tolerating the pain. It just, because a lot of the time, the pain itself is not the actual pain, but all the stories we create around it and how much more we, how much importance we're attaching to it, or what we are projecting about what this pain means for me, how long, we might be projecting about, okay, now the pain started, I might be in pain for the next so many hours, and how this might affect the rest of my day, or there's so much projection which is going on. And as you taught us yourself, there is also so much, these neural pathways which have already been built about what I think this pain means, that very first, is it even like little things like checking in, is it, am I actually in pain right now, or did I just notice a twinge? Did I just notice, so kind of just having that little bit of distance, getting from what we call the spiritual Vedic perspective, taking a more of a witnessing attitude. So it kind of allows you to separate yourself from the pain a little bit. So you're still with it, but you're not caught up in the flow. You're not in the river. You're kind of on the banks watching the river.
You're observing the pain. Yeah, that's beautiful, Spandana. And that's actually just for the listeners, like it's one of the very practical skills we learn in the course is it's a mind-body skill where we're working with our brain and our thoughts and observing pain as opposed to being in it. And that is a skill. It's not something you just learn overnight. It's you have to practice it. It's like a new way of being with pain. But from my own personal experience, that is really powerful because it brings down the panic for me. And then from a scientific level, the nervous system fight or flight response comes down a bit after a while. And it doesn't mean, like you said, it doesn't cure the pain, but it can bring a lot of relief to the pain because the nervous system is less in that fight flight response. And then we have less of an inflammatory environment when we're able to really master the mind, really there.
Oh, I love how you explained that. And this reminds me actually what something else I got from the course, which is, so I had a surgery a few years ago, way before coming to the course, for my own endometriotic cyst. And I was quite early into my own menstrual cycle awareness journey then, but I was quite deep into the spiritual learnings. So I remember after the surgery, I must have been in a lot of pain, but I was doing these, these different contemplations and meditative practices that I knew. And I was actually quite almost blissful most of the time right afterwards. And I thought I must have been on painkillers. And then when I checked in a couple of later, they said, oh, no, we never gave you anything after the first couple of hours, So like what I was able to kind of do for myself, based on these teachings I was exposed to. In your course, I got the languaging for it. And I got the tools on how do I support someone else in that journey through that process that I was able to kind of intuitively do for myself. I wouldn't have been able to explain to someone else or take them through that process before.
Got
But
you.
the tools we learned in the course kind of gave me that
The
languaging and the process
languaging. And then
to.
you knew what you were doing already intuitively. Because you're a natural coach. So,
Oh, thank you.
yeah, good fit for the course. So, in terms of your experience then on the course as a coach, as a professional, as a facilitator, how do you feel about your work now? Like, what did you get out of the course as well from that perspective?
I think it just gave me a lot of actual real life coaching skills, So yes, a lot of us who come to this work have some bit of intuitiveness for the work and for the knowledge and all these tools. That's why we're drawn to it, I guess. But the kind of simple frameworks we got in the course on how to actually be a coach. So I've done courses about menstrual cycle awareness, but how do you practice menstrual cycle coaching? What should your kind of first conversation look like? How do you do these check-ins? How do you set goals? How do you do check-ins about the goals? What are the some of the really critical questions you should ask? What are the things as a coach I should be checking in with myself as I'm taking the client through a particular process? So these kind of real life coaching skills is a lot, I think a lot of what I got from the course.
Nice. Yeah. I imagine that makes you more confident in your abilities.
I think I kind of maybe shied away from calling myself coach. I would kind of say, yeah, this is one of the things I do. You know, I'm still learning and things like that. No, yeah. You were really good at helping me acknowledge all the knowledge I already have and kind of just set a framework for it. I really appreciate that. Thanks, Lisa.
Oh, you're so welcome, Svandana. Yeah. Like all the people who come in the course, they have their own skill set, their own interest area, their own background, other trainings they've done. And then a lot of them struggle with how to bring it together. And that's what I love about the program is there's people from all different backgrounds on the program and they're wanting to learn menstrual cycle work and help people through pain. And they know a lot of stuff as well. Maybe they know the science, they know the hormones, they know about all that stuff, but they struggle with like, how do I bring this to the table? Like, how do I bring this to a client and like work in the relational space with a client and bring them through a process? And I think that's kind of what I'm really passionate about is helping people like you who are multi-talented, very creative, very skilled, knowing how to weave it together and then bring your own client through your process and monetize your work and then help people. Because there's so many women are out there who need this work, but they don't know it exists or they don't understand it. And we just want to make it really easy to understand and help them feel comfortable, in their journey.
Right. And the cohort we had, there was such an amazing cohort of women in our batch, from various backgrounds, nutrition, from psychology. You know, also just doing completely different things. So we kind of, and because we had so many peer sessions, we had so many practice coaching sessions, and it was significant time, like 6 months. So it helped me through that process kind of weave all the skills I already had together. Because I was a Vedanta teacher, which I still do. I was teaching Vedanta. I was running menstrual cycle awareness workshops. I was teaching meditation. Kind of weaving all this together kind of happened, you know, since during the course and since.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. I love that because that's one of my favorite things to help people with is to help them weave their own genius together and then trust their body of work, because you're all the different skills and tool sets you have are skill sets and tools that you have are really powerful for the work you're doing and for where you're based and the energy you're embodying. Yeah, it's so exciting because it means that you can now probably feel more clear in like who you're helping. I know you're working or you've created a website, haven't you? And you're working on your
I
marketing.
did. I think I still have to get a bit more clear in my languaging there, but yeah, the first one is up.
Amazing. Yeah. No, it's really a great, it's really exciting to see like your work be birthed, after the course and come to life. And I know that like there's so many women who will really resonate with your message and who will really want to work with you, and sometimes we can find ourselves in funny times. Like even myself, like this year, like I shared, I've gotten engaged. There's a lot of personal transition, but I was suddenly hit with this like emotional overwhelm and needing to go on some kind of retreat. And I did do that, but I started meditating more as well. And that's really helped. Yeah, I've gotten so people like you have inspired me because I used to do it a lot. But on my retreat, we were doing it every day. And I was actually thinking of you. I was like, oh, this is like, I love this, So
Oh, I said that. Thank you.
It really helps. Like, I think it's just building that relationship with yourself, isn't it? It's a journey of self-love and self-connection. And the menstrual cycle, we've all been taught or kind of taken on this message that it's a problem, that it's painful, that it's a burden. But I think the message that you, me, Clean Marine Period Plan as well, we're all sending this message that the menstrual cycle is something to reconnect to celebrate. It's not a problem. And I love that you're bringing it in to your, not directly to your clients, but like through the other lenses you're working with as well.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
yeah. I wanted to also ask you about, because, you know, your experience with kind of on a practical level when you're working with clients and even for yourself about how we look after ourselves and our hormones, diet, supplements, things like that. Is that something that you take yourself or advise to your clients? And I'm curious
Oh,
about.
yeah, absolutely. So, we don't. Of course, lifestyle coaching comes into the picture. It kind of has to, because it's to do with everything else. Everything is really connected, right? Even yoga, pretty much. The wisdom traditions and which is my area of expertise, yoga means union of everything. So for sure, what everything you're putting into your body in terms of food and impressions are a large part of the conversation. And then how are you expending your energy, both physically and mentally? What's kind of going on is a large part of our conversations as well. So I myself eat quite clean. I have a fairly decent exercise routine. And these are the things I kind of talk to my clients about. And definitely, despite eating very clean, I found that when I do my, these yearly blood tests, I'm still deficient on so many things. So you could be doing so much right, but because of just the depletion of soil in the world we live today, we are all kind of deficient in some nutrients. So I definitely supplement as well with things like B12, vitamin D, omega-3, magnesium. It's kind of almost a must for women, especially as they go into their late 30s and entering into the perimenopause years and stuff. Supplements become even more important. So I supplement, and I definitely talk to my clients about all that.
It's important. Me too. I can really relate to that. I had a blood test recently and it came back deficient in some things. So, but you mentioned vitamin D, B vitamins, and omega-3. They're actually the ingredients of Clean Marine Period Plan. So if anyone is interested in researching, that's, I do recommend it. It's a lovely Irish company and they combine all those. And those ingredients really help for the regulation of hormonal activity, as Spondina is sharing. And magnesium is a great one too. I really like to take that. It helps with sleep and relaxation, and and especially if you're exercising a lot. I love to do hiking and running, and sometimes I get, you know, tired muscles. So magnesium or even an Epsom salt bath as well is really good for just general aches and pains too. So.
Yeah, I'm glad there are companies out there addressing women's specific supplement needs. It was so needed. Otherwise, we were just being treated like little versions of men, right? All
Yeah,
these years.
exactly. I know. That's why I love, yeah, it's important, isn't it, to look for like, yeah, the brands that are looking at women's health specifically. So I want to ask you as well. And again, thank you so much to Clean Marine Period Plan for sponsoring your place on the program. What did the sponsorship give you? What did it help you
Oh,
with?
well, yeah, I'm so grateful to them for giving me the opportunity to study with you. Yeah, I just finished like another kind of expensive course. I'd quit my corporate career quite a few years ago, about 4.5 years ago now. And because I was just on this journey of self-inquiry and this new thing I was going to do was emerging, but I felt I really need to dive into the study. So I wasn't really generating any income. I was doing a lot of volunteer work as well. I was doing a lot of service, which was again fueling the fire to support women more, because the women coming to me, my students, philosophy I was teaching was 80% of them were women. So like wanting to work deeper with more with women was so strong in me, and at that point when I saw your course, I really did not. Yeah, it would have been a real stretch to kind of pay for it myself. And I would have probably put it off for another year, something till the finances were right. But then the scholarship appeared, which was such a blessing because it helped me get that course in, which I was just completely right and ready for. Yeah, I love it that somehow those menstrual wisdom was is there in ancient India, but no one's really teaching that in India at the moment. So when we look at the schools like which are based in the UK and such, the price range kind of doesn't make it accessible for Indian women and
Got you.
people from these parts of the world.
Yeah.
So what that also helps me do is because they supported me, I'm now able to pass that on. And I also take on a lot of pro bono clients who cannot afford to really pay for my coaching. And I have a very differentiated pricing scale for women from this part of the world.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, so their support is being carried
The
forward and helping
ripple
me
effects
support
are
more.
happening in India. I love that,
Yeah.
Spandana. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. Thank you again to Clean Marine Period Plan. It's very exciting to work with them and to create this opportunity. And just for anyone interested, it's just one place a year. So we're very limited currently. But yeah, if there are other companies listening to this who are interested in sponsoring places, I'm all ears. And yeah, you can get in touch. Is there anything else that you'd like to say, Spandana, to someone who is interested in joining the program, maybe who's on the fence? What would you say?
I would say follow that inner calling. So if you find yourself being drawn to this course, if like me, if you see yourself opening up that page and looking through it again and again, and something's like calling to you, you don't know quite why, listen to that wisdom and just go for it. And I hope, yes, I hope financially it would be possible for you. And there's a If it's calling to you, there must be a reason, and there is a lot of real life practical skills you will take away from that. Maybe you're just someone passionate about menstrual cycle awareness at the moment, but you will come out of it as a coach.
Yeah, you come out of it as a coach. I love that. And then get clients and hopefully make your money back too, right? From investing. It's important that we are able to get clients and make our money back on courses that we invest in. So I'm glad you're doing that. Yeah, it's so amazing. Well, thank you so much, Spandana. It's been so fun to chat with you and hear about your journey and your experience and how the course has helped you both personally and professionally and what you're up to in India. I didn't know that you were living near the Dalai Lama, so that's pretty cool.
So you should come visit.
Yeah, maybe we
We
should
can
do a
go have dinner.
retreat. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Are you doing retreats? I know you've been on retreats and been part of teaching, but do you ever
I've
attend
been
them?
holding some workshops, but I've not done a full-blown retreat yet.
Okay.
That's something definitely I would like to explore someday. But
Nice. Yeah,
I'm
me too.
quite
Me
focused.
too.
I'm quite focused on one-to-one coaching at the moment.
Good. Yeah, you got to just stick with what's coming for you at the moment. Where can people find you, Spandana?
So I have a website called Inner Flow by Spandana. We can probably put it in the comments or something. And I'm also on Instagram, though not highly active there. We're called spandana.innerflow.
Spandana.innerflow. I will make sure to
Yeah.
link all of that in the show notes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I welcome any women who this might be calling out for. I provide a 20-minute free clarity call if they feel called to work with me. So we can explore if this is the best fit for their needs and what they're hoping to get out of it. So
Nice. Super. That's amazing. Yeah, that's gorgeous. I love that. And for anyone who's interested in joining us on in the Menstrual Coach Academy, you can head on to the link in the show notes or send me an email. And we offer payment plans and extended payment plans. And I think that's everything I want to say. Anything else you want to say?
no, I mean, I think that's it.
All good.
Work with Lisa, you'll love it. You'll
Ah,
love her.
thank you.
She has this warm, beautiful energy, and you learn so much, not just from the course, but just seeing how she embodies it herself.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. That's it. And thanks again to Clean Marine Period Plan. It's been fun. And I will see you in the next episode. Take good care, everyone, and talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.